Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7. See what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
We are hanging out with the band Pool Kids. Why, hello. Christine and Andy are here.
Hello there. How are you?
Thanks for coming to the Valley. The Valley, Valley.
Welcome to the Valley.
Did you take the 101 to the 10?
To the 405.
I think we took the 134 to the something else.
170 yeah. to the yes. 118.
Yes,
to the so tell us a little bit. You guys are from Florida. I spent some dark years in Florida, so I'm just wondering, how do you guys feel about Florida? You dig it? Tallahassee? Are you guys from there?
It's complicated.
Oh.
No, no, I love complications.
That's
like
a chosen state, isn't it?
I mean, we were all born in different parts of Florida. Andy was born and raised in Miami, which is now where I live, but I was born and raised in Tampa. Then me, Nicolette, our bass player, and Caden, our drummer, all went to school in Tallahassee, different schools, but Nicolette and I were at FSU, whatever, it doesn't matter. We all met in Tallahassee, and that's like when the band formed. And then now Nicolette, our bass player, lives in New York, drummer's in Pittsburgh, Andy's in Chicago, and I'm Miami, so it's like all over the place. But we're all from different parts of Florida.
Getting to a practice like must be difficult.
Yeah, we all have to like fly into Chicago before a tour, basically, and just like marathon practice for like a few days before the tour. That's like the only time we get to practice.
That's kind of cool, though. I like that. I mean,
it seems like a lot of bands are doing that. I wonder if the pandemic helped make that possible, like that you could be in all different cities.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I think it'd be nice to have like, oh, Tuesdays we practice, like casual thing, but we've just never really been able to have that.
Can we find out a little bit about, I heard that you worked at a radio station, a college radio station. Yes. So you're one of our people.
I'm one of y'all, yes. Yeah. WVFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State. It's actually where Nicolette and I met. We were both DJing, and I was the PR director. I was the one running the pledge drive that I heard y'all just finished.
Nice.
You love those pledge drives?
No. I only had to do one. We do it every 4 years. I don't know if everyone does it every 4 years. Do you do it every year?
We do them a little more often.
Okay.
Yeah. We have two major ones a year.
Ours was quadrennial for whatever reason, and it landed on one of the 2 years that I was PR director.
Oh, that's funny.
That is.
I only had to do one, but.
Okay, I have the vinyl right in front of me. This is a beautiful, beautiful brand new record. Just came out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the title of the record? Easier said than done.
Title of the record was pretty hard to decide. We didn't have many ideas, but then we sort of talked about like some of the themes of the record, and we felt like the song Easier Said Than Done on the album is sort of like a very general kind of overarching explanation of like the main theme of the album. And so we were like, we could just name the album after that song. And we all loved the song Easier Said Than Done so much. So we were just like, let's just name the album after that song. So that's
and there you
it.
Have it.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that, though.
Can you tell me, I had read something that Haley Williams from Paramore became a fan of you guys. Like, how did that work out?
We don't know how it happened. We're just glad that it did.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Okay.
So in 2019, Pool Kids released like a April Fool's joke hardcore 2-song EP. And...
Wait, are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
That's incredible.
Yes, and there was a lot of buzz around that for a few days, and I feel like it's possible that maybe it came across her social media somewhere. Yes, it came across the desk of Miss Haley Williams, and it led her to find the first album.
Yeah, so we released it on April Fool's Day, 2019. And that's the same day that her little shout out was for us. And so, yeah, we think it since it was the same day, but we were very, very glad that the record that she was shouting out was not the joke hardcore thing.
Oh my God, no kidding.
That would have just been a waste. This is a joke. Like,
check these guys out. No, that's not who we are, actually.
Exactly. But yeah, I think you're right. I think if that's how she found us, it just led her to listen to other stuff.
Where is that on platforms? I mean,
it's on everything.
Oh my God, I got it.
We'll have to find that.
Yeah.
The joke is like, you know how Code Orange Kids, they used to be Code Orange Kids and then they dropped the kids and then I guess like got heavier or whatever.
Yeah.
That was what we did. We dropped the kids and Pool Kids and we just call that side project Pool. So yeah, there was a Pool EP and then we actually did it again a few years later. We released a split with ourselves between Pool and Pool Kids.
And you so guys are brilliant. I wish I've never thought of that in my life. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. Give it a Give it a spin sometime if you want to hear me and
today.
Galette
in like an hour, I'm going to.
Yeah.
The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
Let's get into one of your songs. Brand new music from Pool Kids, the album Easier Said Than Done. Friday on a Friday, Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We got a couple members of Pool Kids here.
Woo!
We got Andy and Christine. Thanks for coming by. I know you guys have to get out of here, but we do want to talk to you just for a little bit more. Tell us about recording this brand new record. Did you go into a bunch of different studios? Why not just one?
Yeah, we decided to go with the same producer as our last record, Mike Vernon Davis. His home studio is the Hall of Justice in Seattle. So we like to record where he's most comfortable. So we knew we wanted to work at the Hall. And then what was the sound? What was the other name?
We went to the Soundhouse as well, which is Jack Endino's studio. He's sort of like the Seattle godfather of grunge kind of guy. Yeah, he recorded like, you know, Soundgarden and Nirvana's first record.
So just no big deal. Yeah. Small time stuff. Nothing crazy.
Guys,
okay.
You know, he's pretty cool.
He's seen a thing or two.
Yeah. His studio just really lent itself to recording like a big drum sound, which is something we wanted to capture.
Yeah. That was it. So we did like drums and some of the bass. We were supposed to do all the bass there, but we got behind schedule very fast, which is a common theme in all of our record making processes. But yeah, and then we went to the Unknown, right? Was the name? The Unknown, which is in Anacortes.
Yes.
And
we were just Andy is my memory bank for a second.
Literally,
thank you.
We're just talking about
Christine's historian.
Yeah. it's bad because then I end up just leaning on him too much for that, and then I don't work out that muscle in my brain.
I understand. It's the same thing as like, hold on, let me Google it. No.
Yeah.
Try to.
But I got that. So Anacortes, The Unknown. And yeah, we went there. Mike really likes to have, like, whenever it's possible, some point in making the record where you go to a place that just has a bunch of like weird random stuff that you wouldn't have thought to use.
I love that, by the way. That's when the magic happens, right, honestly, is when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, that was the idea. But then we also ran into sort of an issue where it's like, you do that to be like, okay, this is where magic happens, but then it's like staged, like, okay, make magic happen.
wait, hold on. You can't force magic. Exactly. You just gotta let it happen.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it was wild. But we ended up getting some cool stuff there. And yeah, so that's why we went with the three different studios.
And I just want to say this one's your third studio album. How different, what do you think has changed within the band throughout from the beginning and now?
I mean, honestly, the last record was more so like the big, like us sort of discovering ourselves. And like, it was our first record with the official full, like permanent lineup of the band. So that was more so the big changing one that was like discovering like ourselves as a band. This one was more so just like, we had already figured our stuff out, and we had just, everything was a lot more streamlined, and it was like a lot more of a well-oiled machine. It was like, okay, like last record was us figuring out how to work together, and this record is like, we figured it out, and now we're just like pumping stuff out.
Yeah, I hear that. We were listening, and I'm just like, I'm filled with all of these unknown emotions for the past like 20, 25 years, where like these elements that you guys put together brings me insane joy of past bands and past nostalgic feelings of different songwriting styles. I'm like, how that's like such a universal sound. Every song has like elements that I'm like, oh my God, there, blah, blah, blah. I can't even pinpoint. How did that even evolve?
I don't know. It's hard for us to like pinpoint what our like quote-unquote influences are.
That's why I didn't say influence or inspiration, because I know it's deeper than that.
Right. Yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't know what, but I was so intrigued, and I'm just like, I was like almost pissed, like, gee, I wish I wrote that stuff when it was like cool and coming out and nobody knew about it, and now you guys like evolved it into some modern, I don't know, it just totally blew my mind.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I really, yeah.
Appreciate
that's,
that.
That's cool to hear.
You're very passionate, Jason.
I am, because like the stuff that they're playing.
But you still don't want a record deal.
Okay, fine. I would. I guess because I probably would write similar elements with this, with other things that I'm sure you guys love as well. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would say like our like when the band started, our thesis was kind of like, we want to have technical elements like instrumentally, but we don't want it to just be music for musicians, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Like
we don't want to be like full on like instrumental math rock. That, like, you know, we don't want people to just be thinking about the time signature changes.
What all said math rock though, because you did bring up like math and like all the timing.
I literally said that, and I was like, listen, where's the alternate picking with what time signatures coming up next?
Yeah,
it's funny that you said that. I literally said that.
Yeah,
too, so.
Yeah. Like we like to have those elements, but then like we want it to still be like accessible to people who just like listening to music, you know what I mean? So I don't know, that's I guess the overarching like thesis, and then I don't know, when we come together, this is just kind of how it ends up sounding.
So I just think it's an anomaly, a very fun and cool one that I'm only slightly jealous about.
All right, we're gonna get into the title track. I know you guys got a skedaddle out of here. You got a show tonight at the Lodge Room. We are chatting with Pool Kids. Thank you for coming by.
Day and night, just to hang our heads and say goodbye. When I look back at it now, it's kind of funny. Said I won't drink beer unless I got Rainier. No spot, they'll have it up the block right here. Yeah, you know who. It's a part of the country. And like a dog with his head. daylight savings at different plans. Yeah, the bar's all closed at 2 a.m. The tour guy left it up, said keep your money. So there we stood in the middle of the street, sneaking green room liquor till 3:15. Said, all right, we all got early flights in the morning. And like a dog with his head out the window, I don't want to dance. And like a fool with an exit plan from the get-go, I snuck out the bike and left. Is it a crime that I get so attached that I get back home so totally crashed? Cycle repeats itself again. Like a dog with his head out the window, and take it all in. I watch you cross at the corner and I go. Left eye the bend.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.